Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 22nd. He was one of the world's most wanted criminals. On this day in 2014, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Larrea, head of the Sinaloa cartel, the world's biggest drug trafficking organization, was arrested after outrunning law enforcement for more than a decade. Guzman had been the target of an international hunt since 2001, when he escaped from a Mexican prison where he was serving a 20-year sentence. Surprising fact, Guzman would not stay incarcerated for very long. On July 11, 2015, he escaped using a tunnel that led from the prison shower, the only place where cameras couldn't see him, to a construction site about a mile away. He was captured again 6 months later and was extradited to the U.S. He's now an inmate at the federal Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. Also on this day in history, in 1732, George Washington was born. In 1819, the U.S. acquired Florida. And in 1980, the U.S. men's ice hockey team defeated the USSR in what became known as the Miracle on Ice. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, February 15th, 1965. The students decide to post sentries around the hall. 3 days ago, they left the University of Sydney to travel to more rural places, trying to understand the state of Aboriginal rights in their country and to stand up for equality. They're calling it the Freedom Ride. And as they're settling down to sleep, the minister and the warden say, "You can't stay here tonight." They wake up the bus driver and head out onto the road. It's late at night, but then a truck pulls up alongside the bus and crashes into its side. Today, how did the U.S. civil rights movement spark a wave of student activism on the other side of the world? And how did this dramatic confrontation on the road help catapult this student protest to national importance, changing laws and lives in Australia? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.